The votes are in, the ballots have been counted, and Town Meeting 2022 is now part of the historical record. We thought we'd take a quick look at how some of the towns voted on some of the issues on their town warnings. We'll start in Manchester, where several articles generated some interest and discussion during the town's informational meeting on Saturday, February 26th. The rail trail, a hiking and biking trail, was acquired by the town after several years of discussion about it. The vote was 714 to 231 in favor. Also getting a thumbs up was an article to legalize the retail sale of cannabis, which passed by a 591 to 356 margin. Three articles dealing with the expansion of one sewer district and the creation of a new one also passed by roughly 500 vote margins, although the issue sparked a lot of discussion during the informational meeting. Appropriations for the Manchester Community Library and the North Shore Day School, which sought $87,000 from the town to help tide them over, also passed. The request from the North Shore Day School was also on the warnings in Dorset and Sunderland, where it also passed in both of those communities. And then there was the advisory vote for the proposed field house to be constructed at the Manchester Rec Park. It was on the ballot in several area communities, including Manchester. Despite an extended informational outreach by its organizers, the initiative lost by nearly 40 votes in Manchester, 492 to 455. It also went down in Dorset by a wider 208 to 100 margin. In Sunderland, one vote made the difference. The field house came out on the wrong end of an 89 to 88 outcome. But it also passed in Windhall, Peru, and Landgrove. We talked with town manager John O'Keefe about the outcomes of the town meeting day voting.
Hopefully we can get back to a regular town meeting next year, because I think that tried and true meeting format has worked for about 250 years. So maybe we can get back to that next year. I mean, it seems like, you know, we're getting there. Obviously the field house didn't pass. That was the one article that didn't pass. It failed by 39 votes, but I think that the 39 votes were, it was more than just 39 votes in my mind. But everything else passed. The budget had really strong support. The rail trail surprised me with the level of support that got. It outperformed the skate park by a little bit. And then there were some important infrastructure votes, including the sewer coming up Main Street here that will be critical for economic development and affordable housing. And that passed too. On the field house, it was 39 votes, but earlier that day I talked to Ivan Beatty, the chair of the select board, and we both thought that if the result wasn't about 60-40 in favor or two-thirds, that didn't really represent really strong support. I talked to the proponents today, the Right Track Foundation, Bill Drunzik and Cindy and Seth, and I think that we all kind of feel like, we need to respect, voice of the voters, the message of the voters, and I think we're kind of just going to leave it where it is.
We also discussed the next steps following the successful passage of the vote to allow retail cannabis sales in Manchester.
There's still a lot of questions. I mean, right now the Planning Commission is working on zoning, what kind of zones it should be in. I think that for retail, they're looking at the Town Center District, which is Lower Main Street and Depot Street, where they'd be looking to put retail cannabis. We want to be consistent with other types of zoning that we do as well. And then there's other zoning as far as like where cultivation can happen and testing and manufacturing. So there's some work to do there, but I think that was an interesting vote. And like I said, it was a pretty wide, it was definitely a comfortable margin.
In Arlington, voters sent a mixed message of sorts regarding three climate mitigation articles. One created a sinking fund for the purpose of reduction and offsets of carbon dioxide emissions, which passed. Another asked if voters should seek to reduce carbon emissions from fossil fuels used by the town of Arlington through greater energy efficiencies and adoption of more renewable energy sources. That also passed. But a third article, which would have financed the sinking fund with $50,000, was defeated. Marty Crane, a former professor at Dartmouth College and an Arlington resident, was a leading proponent of the three articles on climate mitigation. The following day, she described the outcome as a door opener and evidence that more than half of Arlington voters are in favor of a resolution to take action that will help to stem climate change in the community, as she put it in an email message. Arlington also saw some contested elections for town offices. In a closely watched school board race, incumbent Nicole Whelan defeated Luke Hall, a former Vermont State Trooper, for a seat on the district school board by a 420-118 margin. Jamie Postian defeated Joe Gervis for a seat on the Arlington Select Board by a 339-205 vote margin, and Cynthia Browning, an incumbent Select Board member, held off a challenge by Vinnie Thompson by a 377-135 vote margin. The Taconic and Green Regional School District was also on the ballots of its nine-town area. The big-ticket item there was a budget proposal of more than $34.1 million. That passed by a comfortable margin, school superintendent Randy Lowe told us.
The Taconic and Green's budget passed by a pretty wide margin. 77% of the voters who voted in this election supported our budget, which is terrific. I mean, I've said from the beginning of the pandemic, from the whole time I've been doing this position, that we have an incredible community. And through all the ups and downs we've had, they have been terrific. And I think the vote passed, you know, the budget passing at this margin, you know, is another way that they're demonstrating their support of the work that we're doing in our schools. And I commend our teachers and our leaders and everyone who works in our system, as well as our families, for that accomplishment. So I really want to thank everybody for their support.
In most of the other towns, the warnings were standard no-frills affairs, a case of sticking to the basics as municipalities and people, a way to return to something closer to a post-pandemic normalcy. Voters signed off on virtually all the spending articles and proposed town budgets. For the GNAT TV News Project, I'm Andrew McKeever.